Many church leaders tell me the reason their church isn't growing is because of their context. The problem, they say, is that it's just not in the right city or neighborhood, or their church is in a hard-to-reach state or region of the country. Plus, many say, young adults are almost impossible to reach. And if you do reach them, they don't give, serve, or really get behind the mission. At some point, the conversation turns to how people are consumed by travel sports, vacation, time at the lake house, and almost anything other than church. Then, when you finally think you're catching a break, the weather turns. Last month, all the Sundays were too cold, or hot, or sunny, or cloudy, or snowy, or rainy, or windy, and as a result, attendance tanked. Not kidding, I have actually had a church leader tell me the reason their attendance struggled was wind. So this is a book about a church in New Jersey that's crushing it with thousands of unchurched people, specifically millennials, Gen Zers, and young families. Did you catch that? Jersey. Thousands upon thousands of millennials in Jersey. Not to insult New Jersey, but if you are sitting in a boardroom praying and strategizing about where to plant a church that's going to saturate its state with the gospel and reach the next generation for Christ, the guy who raises his hand and suggests Parsippany, New Jersey, is probably not going to get invited back to the next meeting. But over the last decade, in Parsippany, New Jersey, and six other Liquid Church locations, thousands of people who had no religion, who called themselves spiritual but not Christians, or who were simply done with the faith that their parents sort of had, have given their lives to Jesus and leaned hard into the mission of the church. For the record, I'm taking notes, and that's why I'm grateful for this book. I've known Tim Lucas and some of the other leaders at Liquid for a number of years and followed the story of Liquid Church almost from the beginning. In this book, Tim tells the story of Liquid Church in his signature funny, quirky, honest way. This book will grip you just like Tim's teaching and leadership have gripped so many thousands of people in the Northeast and beyond. This powerful book does more than just tell the Liquid Church story, though. It can help you rethink yours. Since your community has unique challenges for connecting thirsty people to the living water of Jesus, it requires a saturation strategy all of its own. Good news. Many chapters conclude with guidance for how to do just that. Tim Lucas and Warren Bird weave beautiful threads of narrative, personal stories, and data on our culture to share Liquid's successful strategy for reaching and discipling today's generations. In my view, the chapter on preaching, chapter 5, is worth the price of the book alone. If that's not enough, Liquid has a fascinating approach to social justice and community outreach that is resonating with young adults at a deep level. How deep? Well, they have a waiting list for volunteers. Yes, people have to go on a waiting list to serve at Liquid. Crazy. Best of all, Tim brings a refreshing honesty.